It really sucks when you've done an intro and then you have to do it again.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, we just started talking.
We just started talking right now. This is not our second go at all. So I was thinking actually, we should get, we have that sort of canned intro that we recorded a while back of you. And actually the thing is that I ran into this problem last week, but, audio levels are actually kind of different. They end up being different from the actual podcast. So, I mean, we could probably record a new one or just not have one altogether or...
Yeah, we could should we start with the song, maybe?
Just start with the song or just start, you know, this is the Wayward Podcast and then go right from there. So
this is Wayward Podcast.
You know, I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to put this at the very... I'm either going to put that at the very end or the very beginning.
Wait, which?
What you just did. Anyways, so this is the Wayward Podcast. I'm Toshi.
I'm Sarah.
And let's see, this is our 7th episode, I believe.
Oh, wow, that's new information to me.
Yes. Oh, yes, I totally didn't say this once before. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I have recovered from my cough of death.
Oh, yes. It wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't that bad, but it was just, like, consistent.
Yeah.
And really annoying to people around me.
Oh.
So I felt bad for them, which is kind of unusual because I usually don't feel bad for other people. But I recovered just in time to start working on my latest super, 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 super independent film that I'm making with a group of my friends called The Bloody Knockers.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that, yes.
And I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Yukiro. And he is, like, a 6'3" skinny drag queen.
Okay. That's not the person we met with Chris. That's a different at the Kristen Cafe.
No.
Not that person. Okay.
And he's from Sweden.
Okay.
And he's really big on camp John Waters type movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed him last year. I showed him Mommy Dearest.
Okay.
Because he had never seen it, and I was like, a drag queen who's never seen Mommy Dearest is not a drag queen. So. He got inspired to make our first movie that we made together, which was called Sandless Days, which you can find on YouTube.
Sandless Days, two words, it's spelled as it sounds.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. I will post a link to that.
Yes, please do.
I'll post a link to that in our post, yes.
In which I played a washed up older actress. Trying to get back in the biz, but also trying to exact revenge on those who have wronged her. Sort of.
Does Yukio show up in it?
Yes, okay. Yukiro's in it.
Oh, Yukiro, sorry.
Yeah. And our latest movie is inspired by Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. Okay. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I have not.
It is a camp classic.
Okay.
I have such a soft spot for camp movies. Faster Pussycat Kill Kill was a movie from the late 60s. It's black and white. And I think one of the reasons why it was black and white was because it was cheaper to make it black and white.
Hmm.
And it's about a girl gang that ends up killing a man and they kidnap his girlfriend.
Okay.
And there's a lot of hot ladies in it. And women taking revenge.
Okay,
there's
I'm interested.
there's a disclaimer before the main part of the movie starts that's like, women are dangerous. They could be your secretaries or your nurses or something like that. It's very 60s. And it's supposed to be like a cautionary tale. Don't give women independence because they might kill people. But it turns out being so badass.
So what are you doing today?
Today I'm gonna get really drunk.
Okay.
It's Saturday.
Okay.
And it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Okay. Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm gonna go to the Tokyo Pub Crawl, which is a weekly event.
And actually, it is currently, well, actually, by the time this goes up, it's going to be past your birthday. I was going to say, because of the time difference, but it would be, because it's currently, it's June 28th in Japan, but right now, in the States, it's still last night. It's still 27th.
Wait, no, what time is it now?
It depends on what, well, it depends
on
where
East Coast,
it's your birthday, okay.
It's my birthday.
All right, so screw that. Let me just edit that entire area, that entire section of the podcast where I'm totally talking out of my ass. So, alrighty, so it is your birthday, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Makes me wish I bought a present.
No, I don't like getting presents. I just like getting free drinks.
Okay.
So, that's one of the reasons why I'm going to the pub crawl.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to be like, hey everybody, it's my birthday.
Woo!
And then people will be like, shots.
Awesome.
And I'll be like, yes. Then passed out in the rain in the gutter.
Oh dear God! You're bringing back traumatizing memories for me because last night. Okay, getting into my life. Let's talk about. I'm done talking about you. We need to talk about me.
Anyway, about me.
My feelings.
Go ahead.
I need to be loved.
Dozo.
I deserve to be loved. Anyways. So yeah, last night I pretty much pulled it all nighter because at the karaoke place I work at, I'm running on fumes right now.
I didn't know.
Yeah, at the karaoke place I work at, we're kind of running out of staff. We're currently going through a rotational phase. There's this dumb rule where, without getting too much in depth on it, but basically, the staff need to rotate. They need to go, like, they can't stay at the same store.
Why?
For 2 years because, I think it's a management idea that basically
gets stir crazy.
Well, they don't want the store to pick up bad habits to become like they want a sort of uniform image for the entire brand, the entire chain.
Okay.
And so if staff stay at one place for too long, they'll pick up bad habits. They'll pick up their own way to do things, which don't match other stores. And so if you go to one store and it's like really nice and you go to another store, it's really crappy. That's really bad for the store image.
I see.
Yeah. So they basically want to move, rotate the staff around. And, so we're currently going through a phase where we're losing a bunch of people who have been there for a little too long and have to leave. So we're running out of, we're not getting enough people back in the store, to fill those spaces. And we're, there's pockets of where we need people, and one of those happened to be last night, late night, like the night shift, and I happened to pick the short straw. And
shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we should mention that karaoke places in Japan are open until what time?
Well, it depends on the karaoke place. Some places are open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Generally, they're open to like 5, 6 in the morning. They're about, basically, karaoke places are open until the first train.
Yeah.
So, like, people who miss their last train have a place to stay for the night. And I don't know if we've talked about this before, but my general image of Japanese people is that they don't know how to drink. Like, they either go...
No comment.
They either go on full... anyways, they go full...
Bender.
Well, they go full, like, stripping in the room and running around the halls, nutso drunk.
Yeah.
Or, like, vomiting in the sink and clogging it up with all their...
If they make it to the sink.
Yeah. Which is something I had to deal with last night.
Oh, God.
I had to disinfect my hand.
Ugh.
Sorry for the imagery. Yeah. We got like someone saying, yeah, the bathroom is kind of messed up. So went in and it was.
Jeez, I can't even. Ugh.
So yeah, and I think it comes from like the stress of the Japanese workplace. Like people just build up stress and they need a way to release it. And so they basically let it all out at karaoke places. Not just singing, but breaking stuff, spilling stuff, drinking too much, vomiting. Picking fights, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, like where I work, the store I work at is actually relatively nice in terms of its customer base.
Yeah.
So there are places that are far worse. There are places where like, I knew a friend who worked at a place where every day there was a certain Yakuza who would come by and go there basically to pick a fight. He wouldn't.
With who?
Random people. He wouldn't fight every day. But he would go there basically, like once a week. He would go there every day, but like once a week, you wouldn't know what day of the week it would be. Once a week, he would just snap and pick a fight with somebody and they'd have to call the police. And he'd still come back. Yeah. So, yeah, Japanese people, tend to be, I don't know, when they drink, they tend to get aggressive or really, really stupid and inconsiderate. Well, as most people get when they get really drunk. But
yeah.
I think Japanese people don't really know how, they can't really handle their liquor as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I think some of it is that the same condition you have is pretty common.
Yeah, where
I
have like zero tolerance.
Yeah.
Like I have negative tolerance for alcohol. Mm-hmm. And yeah, genetically, Japanese people, they don't really have as much of the necessary enzymes for breaking down alcohol. So it hits them harder and it hits them faster. And
but it's like a show of masculinity, I think, to be able to drink a ton. So
it's,
like,
it's gotten better, but in Japan, it's drinking is also a form of it's not so much just a form of social interaction, but it's also it's part
obligation.
Yeah, that's it. It's part of like it's business obligation. Mm-hmm. Like going drinking with a client, like going out for drinks, is kind of expected
for the boss
for a Japanese businessman. Yeah. And I used to work in a business office, and I hated it. That's
a business office.
Yes. I was a salaryman for a while.
Ooh, oshare.
Yes. And that caused me no end of nightmares. There were times, like, I would generally avoid, like, saying, like, I'm allergic to alcohol. I'd say, like, whatever. That's the line I go with. I'm allergic to alcohol. It's actually, I have zero tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say, like, I'm allergic to alcohol.
Yeah.
I can't drink it. I can't drink. No thanks, no thanks. But there's always that one superior who would always, like, Just one drink, you know, or, you know, it's, you know, we're meeting with a client, or we're meeting with the big boss, and, you know, just for show, you know, one drink, and push me, and I had no end of nightmares because of that, so.
That's horrible. It is, and, like, people, you think, oh, I can just say I'm allergic to alcohol, or I could just say no thank you, but it's like, you don't understand. If your boss or your client is telling you giving you something. So if they pour you some highball or something like that, you better be drinking it.
Yeah.
Because if you refuse it, that is one of the biggest disgraces.
Yeah, it is extremely impolite to refuse a drink from a client or a superior or basically someone who is everybody's above you in Japan, but basically that the general stance is like, unless you're the big boss,
unless you're the emperor or
unless you're like, everybody is above you, you know, you're supposed to, you know, that's why Japanese are generally very polite, you know, the bowing, the whole customary things like, and you know, basically thanking people for their business. And that whole formality that's come from a long line of businessmen and servants to the samurai from back in the day and things like that. And it's still deeply ingrained in business practices in Japan.
So if you just happen to have a boss who continuously pours you drinks, you're going to get shit faced.
Yeah. And you can't say no.
So like, anyone who's visiting Tokyo, be aware of the vomit piles, especially on train platforms. I think because people...
Oh, you meant the literal vomit piles, not the people. Okay, yeah.
Because I've definitely had this experience where I'm like, I'm drunk, but I'm okay. Hmm. I get on the train and I'm like, shit. Because the movement of the train makes it worse. Yeah. So a lot of people, they get on the train and then they're like, oh shit. Next stop, they get off, vomit, and then get back on the train. There are vomit stains in every single train station without fail.
Yeah.
Just, it's a part of Tokyo.
Early Saturday morning, early Sunday morning, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. And there was ramen in it.
Oh, there's always, yeah. The half digested.
It's the drunk food.
It's the half digested food. It's always like,
Because, people slurp, and basically inhale their ramen.
Yeah.
I've seen salarymen eat a whole bowl of ramen in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's just like.
So they just, like, don't chew it. Yeah. And it's just like.
So it's still there.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone.
This podcast is starting off great. We're in. Yeah, okay. So, anyways.
So, speaking of pressures from Japanese society, there's been a international news story coming out of Japan.
Yes.
an assemblywoman for the Tokyo municipal government,
yes,
I believe.
I believe so.
Ayaka Shiomura.
Yes. She was basically giving a speech, I think.
She was talking about how the government should provide more support for women with infertility problems and things like that. And she got heckled by her, of course, male counterparts in the other party.
Yeah.
And one of the things they said was, why don't you get married?
Yeah.
And can't you even have kids?
Yeah. And this is, it's kind of like the British Parliament where, I can't say the American government is any different, but like
they're allowed to heckle.
Yeah, they're allowed to heckle.
And they go, rah, rah, rah,
and
rah,
things
rah,
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I've heard about it more in the British Parliament where they're yelling and stuff like that.
Apparently the South Korean one, they like fist fight.
Really?
They like trip each other in the aisles, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're allowed to
yell it's things. Part, you're allowed to yell, you're allowed to heckle, and the thing is that people heard about it, and Ayaka Shiomura, she basically when it happened to her, apparently it was quite a shock.
Yeah.
Cuz like she was pretty much in tears.
I don't think it was a shock. I think I'm not surprised that it happened. Because Japan has a very complicated relationship with its female population.
With gender equality. And basically, it's in the Stone Age.
Yeah. Japan has very specific roles for women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think, of the developed nations, it's the worst in terms of the percentage of women in professions. It's between Vietnam. Cambodia. And I want to say Nigeria. The World Bank's analysis and report of where, like, how countries rank with women's equality. Japan is 103rd out of 180 countries, I think.
Okay.
I hope I'm right with these numbers. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me in the comments.
I can't type that fast.
Yeah, but just for perspective, the U.S. is in the top 20.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is not perfect.
No.
They're
getting better, but they're also getting...
Japan is even behind China
mm-hmm.
and other Asian countries.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some people can't even afford shoes
yeah.
and things like that. So, that's why I'm not surprised with what happened.
Yeah. And so, basically the internet got a hold of this.
Yeah.
And
which is a good thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it did what the internet does. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing, honestly, it's kind of turned into kind of like the whole Anita Sarkeesian thing where it's kind of strayed from what the original argument
yeah.
was.
Right.
And well, what happened was after that, like basically people were in an outrage, like who the hell said that? Who the fuck like, basically was making quite personal insults towards her.
Yeah.
And the party that was, I think it's the Liberal Democratic Party of Japan.
Yeah, which is the same party as the Prime Minister.
Yeah. And basically everyone was saying like, who said that? And like who was the one who heckled her, and they clammed up. They would not like nobody. I don't know.
Wasn't me.
And yeah, so
maybe it was that guy.
And no. They wouldn't. They wouldn't say maybe it was that guy. They just would say I don't know. And there was talk from Shiomura's party to do a vocal analysis. Like of the audio vocal analysis to like find out who actually said it, like and stuff like that. Oh, your cough's back. And
I'm allergic to sexism.
Yeah, it's yeah. So it was it and people started digging up stuff about Shiomura And this was also that something that
totally
came,
irrelevant.
Yeah, but like stuff she's like she appeared once on like a variety show and like talking about her past relationships and stuff. And they're bringing that up. It's like she's not an angel. She's like, you know, and stuff. It felt like no angel.
Yeah. Sorry.
It felt kind of like a smear campaign in some ways, but I think eventually they found out who it was. From what I can tell, it's some guy named Akihiro Suzuki was the parliament member who basically heckled her, and I think he came out with a public apology.
He apologized to her mm-hmm. in person. Did the deep bow, the like 90 degree mm-hmm. hung head bow, mm-hmm. and there's a photo, a press photo of it, and
it like a public?
Yep, it was public, and you could see her vaguely bowing, like a 10 degree bow, mm-hmm. Just as like a recognition. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if she accepted it though, which. I don't think she should, because a lot of people complain about the U.S. being a country where celebrities or politicians think they can apologize and all the shit they say or do can go away.
Yeah.
Japan is all about the apology.
Yeah.
So there was a pop idol part of the group AKB48
mm-hmm.
Who was caught doing something. It wasn't too bad, but it was like against her contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a relationship? Or...
Yeah, she had a boyfriend. Okay. Basically, she's
Idols are not allowed to have boyfriends. Yeah. We should talk about that sometime.
Oh, we need to talk about that. Yeah, so pop idols cannot have boyfriends. She was caught with a guy,
mm-hmm.
not like in bed, but just like in the presence of a man.
Yeah,
oh man,
like holding hands or something, or basically stuff like these two. Are obviously not just friends, sort of. They are like they like
each other.
They have some sort of relationship,
yeah.
And so that got out.
So she made a video of herself apologizing. She shaved her head.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember this?
This
was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I briefly saw something about this. Yeah,
and that was the apology mm-hmm. thing. So. They go to great lengths to apologize,
mm-hmm.
but my problem with the assemblyman's apology was that he didn't offer any kind of solution to better the problem. Yeah. He acknowledged was that he shouldn't have heckled,
mm-hmm.
not that his comments were wrong or that they were sexist or that. He and his party are doing XYZ to make women's lives better.
Mm.
He was just like, oh, I'm sorry I spoke out of turn.
Mm.
And, that's not good enough. That's not nearly what needs to be said or needs to be done. It's just words.
In Japan, a lot of it is just, it's cheap.
Yep.
It's very, like, getting back to my own pet peeve, like TEPCO. The place that is currently trying to deal with a nuclear meltdown.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to deal with it, by the way. But, like, all the shit, like, that, all the stuff that came up, like, stuff they've done, the, like, stuff they've hidden, all that shit, and, like, all the mishandled shit and stuff like that.
Companies are just as bad as governments.
Yeah, and they stood in front of a bunch of...
Damn the man.
A bunch of photographers and did the deep bow, and, like, and that's the thing, it's like, it's a photo op, that's the thing. That's what I hate the most about those apologies. Like, they hold a press conference, and they say, yes, and I'm very sorry. And then they stand up, and they bow, and then all the flashes happen. all the flashes... Yeah. And that's the photo op. It's just like,
It's like that South Park episode with BP. We're sorry. We're so sorry. Like, do you remember that episode? Japan does that like tenfold.
Yeah.
And I think people tend to accept it because That's that old cliche that Japan is a society where people try to save face.
Yeah.
Saving face.
So, like, yeah, just, like, they're saving face by apologizing, but the people on the other side are saving face by accepting.
Right. If you don't accept an apology, that reflects badly on you. Yeah. And
despite the crime. Despite the nature of the offense.
Oh, well, I guess I could forgive you for stabbing my mother in the face.
Well, actually, it depends on the extent of the crime. Obviously, like, people on death row who are, like, apologizing to families. The families aren't going to accept that, but...
Oh, yeah, death row. By the way, Japan, one of the only developed nations that still allows hanging.
Yeah! little barbaric, yeah, but, yeah, not... I wonder how many people knew that. Like, Japan still has hangings. Like, people are killed...
Fax machines and hangings! Yeah. Come on down to Japan!
Oh, God, fax machines, yeah.
So Japan is not very welcoming to females in the workplace, in government, things like that.
In leadership roles.
Leadership roles, especially. Japan, the percentage of... female CEOs in Japan is 0.8% I can't remember if it was medium to large companies.
So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, just to put it in perspective, the U.S. is not that much better. Other countries are not that much better. No country is anywhere close to 50-50. But Japan's goal, Abe's, Prime Minister Abe's goal for 2050 is...
50 or 15?
2050, 5-0.
Jesus.
Is to have 30% of CEOs to be female.
Does he expect to be office that long?
No. I mean, it's like, it's a long-term plan. He'll be dead by then. Yeah. He's in his 50s or something. Huh. So. Don't worry, he'll be dead by then.
Yeah.
That's like my thing that I say. but that's one of the goals, and I find that unrealistic.
Unrealistic and a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, not little, very disappointing.
I mean, the ultimate goal is to have it 50-50. But what is Japan doing to make it close to that percentage? They still have so many issues with, first of all, the societal expectations of women. Also, some of the institutionalized policies that don't support women in the workplace. Things like maternity leave. Saying maternity and career cannot go hand in hand at all. Then things like this with the heckling, where women just don't feel comfortable in leadership positions because they'll always be doubted.
Yeah.
And
they immediately go in with that extra barrier.
Yeah. So that's my big
gripe.
Gripe.
Yes.
Don't you hate it when women complain about things?
I don't know how to answer that without garnering a whole shitload of hate.
And, like, this issue is pretty close to my heart, because actually, this is, I mean, without telling you exactly what I do for, like, my day job, this is something really close to what I do in my day job. So, I'm really passionate about this.
Yeah, I mean, you're a foreigner in Japan, which is we've already mentioned before, like, a very homogenized...
Yeah.
Sort of bring up my favorite line. It's like part of being in the club. And like, as a foreigner, you're never in the club. So you're, not only that, you're a foreigner, but you're also female, which is by default, like, sort of a lesser.
I'm a lady.
Yes, a lesser in Japan. So, yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people, and this is like the whole, a man can't be a feminist argument. A lot of people think that you have to be experiencing that situation to fully understand it. But that's not true. Men can be feminists. Japanese people can be pro-foreigners. Japanese men can be for diversity and inclusiveness in the workplace for women and non-Japanese people and everything else. It's just convincing.
Yeah.
Those old Japanese men up at the top that it is something that they should be on board for.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so. Anyway, anime.
Yeah. Oh, on a lighter. Actually, speaking of anime, on a lighter topic, you actually mentioned last time that you were going to rewatch Evangelion. How's that going?
I didn't watch any of it. Sorry. I've been watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I powered through.
How far have you gotten?
I'm 2/3 of the way through season 2.
Okay.
So I watched all of season 1 the day after we did our last podcast.
Okay.
How are you enjoying it? I have to tell you guys, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I thought I was like in the show. I have night terrors.
Okay.
And I have very vivid dreams because I'm a very light sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also really creative, so no, I'm kidding. It's like
you have a very active imagination.
I go through periods like months or so where almost every night I have a night terror.
A white terror.
I see white people and I get scared.
I see white people. They don't know they're racist.
No,
I'm sorry. The Sixth Sense reference for people who don't understand.
Did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Can we make a GIF of that? Please?
Anyways.
Right, I need to like release the stress of the previous topic.
Okay,
I have night terrors a lot. So sometimes I wake up and I think I'm still in my dream.
Mm.
I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, and I was lying in bed, and I thought, there is nothing after you die. I was like, I am going to die soon, and there will be nothing. I was legitimately just like, I've never felt that hopeless before.
You're still season... to middle of season 2?
This was after I finished season 1, though.
Okay.
So, like, spoilers for The Walking Dead, but at the end of season 1, they go to the CDC, and
that was, by the way, widely lauded as a terrible ending for a lot of people.
What?
Really? Yes. That's the thing is that, have you read the original? You don't know the source material. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, I don't know. I don't want any spoilers. I will. Okay. I will stab you in the face. I can't.
Okay.
Walking Dead is like lost to me now, as in the show Lost, not like it's lost.
Okay.
Where I don't want to know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even looked up. Usually I like to watch shows and like look up little tidbits on the actors and stuff, like when were they born? But this time I haven't looked up anything because I don't want to see like so and so Walking Dead season 1 to season 3 or something. I will know they die in season 3. I am putting a shield around my brain, blocking out all Walking Dead. Are you completely?
I am not. I am actually almost at the end of season 3.
Okay.
That was when like a short break came in.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with me. It's like when a break happens and I fall off and off, it's really hard for me to get back on. I do have all the episodes.
How many seasons are there?
They finished season 4, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they in season 5?
I think
they
might
be.
Season 5.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I have all of season 4. I think I've got whatever's come out.
The only thing I know is that Norman Reedus's hair gets a little bit longer, and I don't want to know anything else about what happens next.
But yeah, so, getting back to the sorry about that. Getting back to the CDC.
Oh yeah, so they come across the CDC. There's one guy left, mm-hmm. and he's like, okay, there's no cure. Mm-hmm. We're gonna die either way. Let's all die very quickly. Mm-hmm. The CDC was set to blow up automatically
when it
ran out of energy. Yeah. And he was like, it's gonna be really quick. Mm-hmm. And one of the characters, Jackie, mm-hmm. Stays behind, and Andrea, who I am 100% convinced I am Andrea. I would be Andrea in that situation. Don't tell me anything that happens. Okay. I don't want to know. I can see it, the look on your face. You're going to tell me something, and I'm going to scream and stab you.
And this podcast is going to come back next time with Sarah and somebody completely different.
Yeah. Toshi doesn't work here anymore. But
Toshi says a voicemail from the hospital.
But Andrea was going to stay behind, but Dale...
convinced her, yeah.
Well, he manipulated her.
Yeah.
He basically said,
"Yeah, if you're not going, then I'm not going."
Yeah.
That was actually one of the things a lot of people had a problem with was the fact that like the black white lady says, "I'm going to stay," and they convince her to go, and the black lady says, "I'm going to stay. Bye."
You know what's bad? I don't even know the black guy's name.
Shit, I do, and now it's gone from my head.
I have some problems with The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And I've heard, or I read, before I started watching it, I read stuff about how this was kind of a problem, like the race thing. And they address it in the first couple episodes, but then they kind of drop it, because, like, what's his name?
Shit. It's like, it's actually kind of like, it's like a rapper's name or something. It's kind of...
T-Bone.
Something like that.
That's his nickname though, or something like that.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Fuck.
Yeah, I think it's like, I think it's T-Bone or something like that.
But anyway, they, that character is talking to Dale about how everyone else kind of views them as weak because Dale...
T-Dog. Sorry. Theodore Douglas.
I didn't know Theodore. I'm going to call him Theodore.
Well,
Theodore
and
Jackie.
I don't think his name...
I remember the woman's name, Jackie.
Yeah. I don't think his actual real name, Theodore, ever came out. It was always T-Dog.
T-Dog and Jackie are siblings.
Really?
Yeah, because he mentions... He says, I had to leave my sister back... Or something like that, I think. Hmm. And when they say goodbye to each other, it's a very, like, I love you. And at first I was like, are they... Are they married? Because they've never been like.
Yeah, that was something that.
But
did,
they're siblings,
I thought it was like some sort of. I hate to say it, but like race kinship sort of thing they were having. I didn't know what their relationship was.
Is he your brother or your brother? I apologize. I am so white and I do realize I am racist. Anyway, so that.
I'm looking up the Wikipedia. Of course, the Japanese Wikipedia comes up, but all it says is like she was one of the first original camp members.
Yeah,
that's all it says. Doesn't say anything about her and T-Dog. So T-Dog, really?
Yeah. So the CDC blew up. Yada yada. I was like, holy fuck, this show is amazing. Middle of the night, wake up, and I was like, there is nothing. Nothing. And then I was like, Supernatural lied to me. Because at least in Supernatural, you could go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Heaven's kind of boring, to be honest. Heaven's just the best day of your life.
What was that?
I kind of want something a little bit more than
that. What is that thing from Good Omens? There's a bird that flies to the end of the universe to sharpen its beak on a mountain, and it goes there every 1,000 years. And by the time that mountain is completely flattened, you will haven't finished watching The Sound of Music. That is heaven, and you'll enjoy it.
I love The Sound of Music. It's one of my favorite movies. And then hell in Supernatural is just a line. Well,
oh yeah.
Well, Crowley's hell.
Yeah.
Is just a line.
Yep.
And you know what? I could make that fun.
Yeah.
Castiel's hell, heaven.
Is a bunch of dead angels.
No, it's it's naked pictures of Dean. Did you hear about this?
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No. What is this? Okay, this is
spoiler.
Is this canon?
It was supposed to be canon.
Okay.
Misha, oh bless Misha.
Okay.
Misha Collins.
Was he serious about this one? This game.
Oh, this whole like convention. There was a convention in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently launched a million fan complaints.
Okay.
One thing was something Jensen said. Then another thing was something Jared said.
Okay.
But then everyone was like, oh, thank God Misha exists.
Okay.
I don't remember what the question was. It wasn't like he was kind of...
Freeform talking?
It wasn't like he was... they were fishing for this or something. Okay. But someone mentioned that, Castiel...
Earthquake.
Yeah. Hmm. My microphone just went. Blah, blah, blah. I thought I hit the table.
Well,
or something.
That's either a very large truck driving by nearby, which is very unlikely, or an earthquake. Cool.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we live
I
in
think
an island
God
country.
Is angry.
We live in an island country with on a bunch of fault lines. So yeah, we have earthquakes. But anyways,
so some fan asked something about Castiel's heaven.
Mm.
So
Castiel's
like,
version of heaven.
And goes into a fake version of his heaven that Metatron set up for him. In the version that they taped for the show,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a party room, like mm-hmm. a really cheesy looking party room with streamers and punch and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The original in the script, Misha Collins said
in the
and I go by the word of our Lord Misha Collins. Misha Collins said that in the script, it was supposed to be pictures of naked men with Dean's face on it. So, they nobody knows who eventually nixed that. But I'm going to guess... Well, first of all, they can't have
naked
pictures.
Maybe a swimsuit.
It's probably going to be like, you know... tastefully covered up with like bananas and stuff like that. Jared Padalecki.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bless his stupid little soul.
Oh,
Jared Padalecki said, quote, "We decided that wasn't going to be a good idea." He used the word "we," and if anybody knows anything about TV production, movie production, anything like that, actors don't have that much say.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a really big actor and they're, you know, they have directing experience
Bruce
and
Willis,
stuff like that.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Unless, anyway.
Unless
so,
the entire thing, like, rides completely on them. Well, actually... Technically, if you say that, like, Supernatural would not be, like, it rides on the brothers.
It rides, absolutely. It rides on the brothers.
No!
Anyway.
Oh, that came out wrong.
No,
that came
what
out
am
wrong.
I saying? Okay, Supernatural, each season has 23 episodes.
Mm.
They film it, over the course of 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer.
Okay. So it's
they
kind
have
of,
a very tight schedule.
Yeah.
They don't have time to have actors saying, I'm not going to do this, or you should rewrite this, or things like that.
Mm.
The actors, as much as I love them, they're just puppets.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to deliver the lines, and yes, absolutely, the show relies very heavily on them, but professional productions, if you have too many cooks in the kitchen, things don't get done.
Yeah.
They have to keep to that schedule. The Supernatural doesn't have a huge budget.
Mm-hmm.
you go overtime because an actor is saying, I don't think you should have this in the background of this scene. That's an extra 2-3 hours for the art direction to change.
That's a whole, like, they have
that's a set change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. First of all, someone had to make the original set. Then you have to take it down.
Yeah.
Those people still need to get paid.
Yeah.
They're not going to, like, do that. So I think what probably happened was in the script phase.
Yeah, that's more likely.
A producer or a studio person said, you can't do that because no homo.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Walking Dead.
Yeah. There's no heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. We're all gonna die and it's going to be horrible, painful, and there's nothing after that.
Spoilers.
The Walking Anyways. Dead. Shut up!
So what, how do you think about the series?
As I love a whole, it.
Okay.
So I'm on episode...
What did you think of the episode, I think, 3, Vatos? That's the one that everyone hates from season 1. The one with where they find the gang, where the gang takes Glenn.
And the
twist is that they're actually really nice people.
Well, that's supposed to be a comment on race and how we shouldn't stereotype people, but yeah. I think The Walking Dead's biggest weaknesses are it's issues with race and women.
I think a lot of its characters are inconsistent at times.
Characters are inconsistent. Shane. Mm. Whoa. Talk about your ups and downs.
Shane.
No.
Well, what happens with Shane is not onerous. Well, you're in halfway through season 2.
Two.
So has...
I think I'm on episode 10.
Okay, so they went on the supply run to get stuff, right? To, like, the stuff that happened with,
They found Randall.
Okay.
And...
Okay, so they already went on the supply run
yeah.
for the medicine for the kid.
Pregnancy. Oh, God, don't get me started. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so, anyways, in the news...
I hate Lori. I hate
You're not... Lori. Whoa, whoa. You're not alone.
Okay, good.
Everybody hates Lori.
Good.
Trust me. Everybody
I remember hates Lori. That sitcom, Everybody Hates Lori.
Yeah, Everybody Hates Lori.
Lori is an idiot.
She's not just an idiot, because I won't say anything because of spoilers, but her character is very inconsistent.
Oh, my God.
And makes terrible choices that are obviously, like, for the script and not for the character. So, a lot of the characters do stuff for the convenience of the plot.
Yeah.
That's one of
my complaints. Okay. Yeah.
But how are you liking season 2? Because
I love it. I love
Cause,
it.
And because that's... I think that's a season that fell apart because people watched it once a week. Watch it consecutively, it works.
Yeah.
But a lot of the complaints were, like, week to week, people were picking it apart, and a lot of people dropped off of it because of the second season.
Okay. No, I think it's a really good show to marathon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, just like the end of season 1, the episode where Shane aggressively and angrily opens up the barn with all the walkers in it. And I thought Herschel's wife was going to come out, and that was going to be the big dramatic moment when they have to kill her. But when that fucking little girl, Sophia, came out, I was like, I was wailing. Like, I was like, no, that. Oh, my God.
That is one thing. Okay, you've seen what happens. You know what happens.
Yeah.
That is one thing where I think the original was more effective. The original, the comic.
Oh, really?
Because in the original comic, Herschel has to put him down. Herschel puts them down. It's his own family and friends. Okay. And so you have him, like, shooting them, saying, like, I'm sorry, shooting them.
Who puts Sophia down?
Sophia was actually, I don't think she was a character in the
original
comics. She's one of the, characters like T-Dog. He was not in the original.
Oh, really?
Glenn,
we need a black man.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, he was the token black guy. That was the thing. It's like,
Oh, I get it. T for token.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay, so you have not been watching Evangelion, and you've been watching...
And wait, Glenn was...
Glenn was in the original.
Oh, okay.
Glenn, well, Captain Practical, yeah, he wasn't very much in the original. So,
was he Asian in the original? Yes. Okay.
I think
you and that Asian boy.
Well, I think he's one of the only characters who's actually, as far as I can tell, again, I've only seen up to, like, 2/3 through season 3, but has everything that's happened to him actually happened in the...
Oh, really?
It's like he's very close to canon.
He's pretty consistent, yeah. I think. His character, I like him. I like Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Maggie is also another one.
I like that she's played by a Supernatural alumni.
I did not know that. Remember, I watched Supernatural after I saw Walking Dead. So.
Remember Bella from season 3?
Mm-hmm.
She's Bella.
Okay.
Different accent. Totally different wardrobe, different hair.
Anyway, okay.
I like her better as Maggie. Lauren Cohen. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous woman. I like her better as Maggie, I think. But don't tell me anything about Maggie. I want Glenn and Maggie to be happy.
Well, you see.
No! Okay. Yeah, so I haven't been watching Evangelion, but I will. Because I don't think I can handle any more Walking Dead nightmares.
Well, you're going to want to watch the end of season 2, because something... No spoilers, but the ending is very important.
I definitely will. I'm almost there.
Okay.
I think I have a couple more episodes.
Okay.
Sorry. I banged the table with my anger!
So
what we want to do...
Okay.
Each episode, or every other episode maybe, is challenge each other with watching a series.
I think every episode is going to be a little difficult.
Yeah.
Depending on the series.
Right.
If it's like something like, I don't know, Legend of Korra, that shouldn't be too hard. 30-minute episodes, about 10.
We should make a promise of, like, watching the first season or half of the first season or something like that.
Okay, that
so
helps.
Either a show we've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Or a show we saw a long time ago.
Okay. I think preferably something we've never seen.
Yeah.
But some revisiting is also good. But, so currently you're watching, I think yours right now is The Walking Dead.
I guess I'm just gonna keep watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake it up a bit.
Okay.
And I'm gonna challenge you to watch a comedy.
Okay.
That is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Arrested Development, which you've never seen, right?
No, I have not.
So
surprisingly, I have not.
Arrested Development is a lifestyle.
Okay, from what I've heard of it, it's kind of like it was the starting of the non laugh track sitcom. It was like it was the state
single camera sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Anyway.
Mockumentary?
No, it's not one of it's not like The Office.
Okay.
It's not like The Office.
Okay, cause...
It's very much its own thing.
Mm-hmm. I know it kind of made Mumblecore Boy, what's his name?
Michael Cera.
Yeah.
There's a guy I know here who I call Sexy Michael Cera. He looks a little bit like Michael Cera, but it's more that he acts like George Michael, who's Michael Cera's character. Just the way, like, he's, like, so nice and sweet.
Scott Pilgrim?
No, fuck that movie. Don't get me started about Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, goody. This is going to have to happen off mic, but I'm going to have to hear about that.
Yeah, so there's a guy I call Sexy Michael Cera. And, like, I see him, like, maybe once a month or something like that. He goes to the pub crawl a lot. And he's like, why do you keep calling me Michael Cera? Like in the most Michael Cera as George Michael kind of way.
Okay, so yes, right, I have never seen Arrested Development, and I think there's like 4 seasons. 3 seasons and a Netflix 4th season.
Yeah, which is a bit different from the
cuz like the 4th season came much after
10 years since the premiere. Arrested Development has so many in jokes. Mm-hmm. It's worth it for the in jokes. The first couple episodes you're going to have to kind of warm up to because it's quite different.
How long is it 45 minutes?
No, 22 minutes.
Okay.
A sitcom length.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're really quick. And
it should not be too
it's
hard.
It's super funny. Oh, that reminds me. Mm. We were just before we started recording, we were watching or we were talking about the Ninja Turtles movie.
All right. Oh, and, apologies. Anyone who heard the last episode, because everybody listens to it, and I'm sure people were like tearing their hair out because we totally got something wrong in that.
They were tearing their hair out. There were riots in the streets.
Yeah, because Michael Bay is not the director. He is the producer, and we were basically talking about him like he was the director.
Yeah. Producer means he forked over all the money.
Forked over all the money, and because he forked over over all the money, he had a lot of say in it, but he did not direct it.
But Will Arnett is in that movie. Will Arnett plays Job Bluth in Arrested Development, and one of Job's catchphrases, if you will, is, "Come on!" And in the preview for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, he says, "Come on!" And I was like, "How dare you, sir?" That is a joke. Okay. So, that movie stole.
Well, silence.
That
focus the spotlight.
I was talking to my friend once about how, when I get angry, I kind of turn into Martin Freeman angry, where I just, like, look down and point up at the sky. But, Some movies have stolen Arrested Development jokes. One of the biggest ones is our favorite movie, Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
I haven't seen Arrested Development, so I can't tell what was stolen.
So I'll explain it to the listeners at home.
And to me.
Yeah. there's a part in Frozen where Anna and Hans are being all lovey-dovey, and Hans goes, "It's like we finish each other's," and then Anna goes, "Sandwiches!"
Okay.
sandwiches. That joke was done on Arrested Development 7 or 8 years ago.
Hmm. Well, verbatim, or was it?
Verbatim.
Oh.
Sandwiches. Specifically, sandwiches. Except it was between a brother and sister. But still, it was enough that I think it's like in the Wikipedia page for Frozen or something, like references or something. And there's apparently another Arrested Development joke that I don't remember and I think I missed.
I'll have to look that up.
But when I saw that on Frozen, I got really mad.
Yeah, well, I think everything I've heard about Arrested Development is that, like, it was a game changer. It was a very influential, like, it influenced a lot of what came after.
So. And it was very ahead of its time, and that's one of the reasons why it got canceled.
Channel? What?
It was on Fox, and Fox is notorious for axing shows. This was before Fox got really axe happy.
Mm-hmm.
Axe happy. It premiered 2003.
Okay.
And those 3 seasons on Fox. And basically Fox was trying to fill the comedy void. Because I think they just canceled Family Guy.
Hmm. I'm wondering, do you know how comedies fare in Japan? I know Friends was big, but that was a long time ago.
Friends is, I still have people telling me their favorite show is
sitcoms.
Friends,
Full House.
Yes, of course Japan loves Full House.
Yeah,
and they love Michelle.
I don't really see, like, I mean, even The Walking Dead, that's popular over here.
Oh, really?
Game of Thrones, popular over
oh,
here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Supernatural.
Of course, only, yeah, Supernatural is popular over here.
Sherlock.
Yes, very popular. Oddly enough, Doctor Who is not.
Yeah.
Might have to do with the history and the production value. But, well, the original production value.
Yeah.
Although it does have translations, I have actually seen it on a Japanese channel with, like, subtitles. Anyways.
Yeah. I saw it dubbed.
Really?
Yeah, I saw, it was a Tennant and Piper episode.
Really?
I think it was the second or third season of the new, New Who.
Well, it has to be the second
and
or third.
Rose, of course, had, she talked like this.
Oh, the,
really?
They dubbed, okay, so it actually does have, okay, it probably doesn't have a lot of, in terms of the localization, budget.
Yeah.
But, okay, so it actually is over here in one form or another.
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. Okay, that's kind of good to know, because I think, like, Luther is also...
Yeah.
It's also in Japan, but it's subbed only, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. There's, like, no dubs for it. But comedies not so much. Because, like, comedy is very subjective, for one thing. And also, like, a show like even The Office or Community or Parks and Rec, I think they're kind of too smart for the Japanese audience.
Too subtle.
They're too subtle.
Too
they're
sarcastic.
Japanese humor is also very different from Western humor.
How would you describe Japanese humor?
Cannot be done alone is one. One way I would describe it, a majority of it is based on the straight man and the goofball. A lot of it is based
on that. It's very Abbott and Costello.
Yes. A lot of it branches from that. They do have something called manzai, which is basically, one person. It's not a stand-up. The thing is, it's not a stand-up.
Yeah.
It's a guy telling a funny story.
Yeah.
But most of the stand-up is generally, it's between groups. It's, at least two people. Interacting. It's the very, as you said, Abbott and Costello sort of form. So, and I don't think it's really branched off from that.
No, it's very vaudeville. Like, even if you don't understand Japanese, you could watch it and kind of get some of it.
Yeah.
Like, because it's very physical.
A lot of it, yes.
People looking goofy or physically doing goofy things. Falling down, or back when I used to watch Japanese TV, which was a long time ago, there was one of the fad comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another thing. They tend to have, like, basically, like, memes where it's a comedian who's popular for a couple months.
The punchline. Well, what is it? The catchphrase.
Catchphrase, yeah. And it was a guy in his underwear. And he goes,
I know who this one is.
I might be saying the Japanese wrong. Sonnani kanke nai!
Oh, that's Kojima, Yoshio Kojima.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his thing.
And
how
would you translate? That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Who cares?
Who cares, yeah. So that's the joke.
Yeah.
He's in his underwear, and he says, who cares?
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's also doing a thing where he's, like, kind of slicing his hand down. Like,
you'd have to see it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it.
That's the thing. It's like, but a lot of the, one thing Japanese humor requires a laugh track.
Yep.
It requires a laugh track. Like, a lot of the humor, I've seen, like, stuff that I've snickered at, I've chuckled at, but it's a lot easier to laugh at when there's a lot of other people laughing at it.
Mm-hmm.
With Japanese humor. So.
That's why they have audiences.
Yeah. They always.
They have, like, the sign that says, laugh,
yeah,
applause, that kind of thing.
They have the studio audience.
Yeah.
So a show, like, that doesn't have those cues would probably not be very popular in Japan. So I don't think Arrested Development,
no.
I don't know if it got any sort of attention here at all.
Doubt it. What about movies?
Comedies do.
Ted.
Yeah.
Is popular.
Ted
here.
Is very popular. God, I'm trying to, like,
But I think Ted is popular because there's a mascot. So if you go into, there's a store called
Don Quixote.
If you go to Don Quixote, you can find Ted dolls.
It's also the sort of, it's got that sort of expectance, and it's also, Ted also has the goofball sort of element to it. It's also got the fact that the expecting, what you're expecting and what you get, that sort of juxtaposition, the sort of like, it's a stuffed animal. It's all cute, but it's vulgar and like he makes raunchy jokes and stuff like that. That sort of juxtaposition also is very popular, that sort of thing. The expectation and what you get, that sort of difference. Yeah.
Have I mentioned one time when I was a student here, I lived in a dorm and I was watching South Park with my Canadian friend, and it was a Mr. Hankey episode. And Mr. Hankey's on the screen and goes, "Howdy ho!"
South Park is also as popular in Japan.
Oh, really?
It's not as popular as the States. It's not the staple it is in the States, but it does have an audience, and it is well known.
So this Japanese girl walks in, and she goes, "Kawaii!" Like, "Oh my god, that's so cute!" And my friend, my Canadian friend and I turned to each other and were like, "It's a talking shit."
But people who know anime, have you heard of the anime Fooly Cooly?
FLCL? Yeah.
That made a very specific reference to South Park. It actually had one of the later episodes, they actually had them did the South Park animation. They had somebody, like, they're wearing a hoodie, but they zipped up. They were talking all muffled like Kenny. Yeah. They actually made specific references to that in that anime. That anime also from Gainax, which made Evangelion, which you have not watched.
I haven't rewatched. I haven't watched it in like almost 15 years. So, I didn't realize South Park was that. I know there's a dubbed version of it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well the movie did in Japan. I have seen it. It was released over here.
Oh yeah, because the movie is kind of different from the show, and it's a musical.
Yeah, it's very different from. It's not what you're expecting.
Yeah, I rewatched that actually because I'm doing a South Park rewatch as well.
How much stuff are you watching?
I'm watching Walking Dead and South Park. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Because Supernatural's not on.
No. Sometimes I put on a Supernatural episode just to remember the good days.
Of course.
The bad days. The black days.
The black eyes.
The black... Oh.
Not black guys. The black
I know. Eyes. I was going to say spoiler, though. Oh. Anyway. So I finished season... Three. Whenever the movie came out, so I watched the movie. Okay. And it was funnier the first time I saw it. I mean, I've seen it maybe two or three times before.
I enjoy the movie for the music more than I do for the comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a very...
Kaz, I'm a bitch. She's a big bad bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
It's very poignant, and it does... I like a lot of the messages it sends. But...
Yeah.
More than the comedy.
You gotta find the clitoris, children.
More than...
Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
the movie, the music, I love it. I love Satan's song. And like, I think...
I love Satan.
Satan's song.
And Saddam. Come on, Satan.
I think Satan's song had the most poignant line. With the most poignant line I've ever heard in like... in a long time. When first, like, without evil there can be no good, so it must be good to be evil sometimes. Yeah. That line just like, oh, holy shit, this movie is deep.
Holy shit.
Yes, well, Mr. Hankey did not actually make an appearance in that. Does he show up in the very end, like, when they have the full... Like, some characters who make no appearance during the movie, actually, like the mayor, she doesn't show up in the movie, but she shows up in the very end.
Oh, she doesn't.
Because it's the same voice as Mrs. Broflovsky. So I believe that's why they didn't use her.
But they used Mrs. Broflovsky. Well, they've used,
I don't know, but the mayor
is... It's a cartoon, Toshi.
I know.
They record the voices in a studio and then put them together later.
I know, but, well, sometimes they record them all together, but anyways, so what were...
Hanky, the Christmas poo,
South Park.
South Park.
And... I lost my train of thought.
I'm discovering that it's not as rewatchable as I thought it was.
Hmm.
I actually, before South Park, I rewatched all of Will and Grace. Don't laugh at me. It's a good show. It's funny. It's a little meta. It's a little meta. And that was really rewatchable. It was really funny. I love Karen. Shut up. I love that show. But
I haven't said anything.
South Park, some of the older episodes are like...
I'm not judging you at all.
They're not... Shut up! Don't make me go all Mark of Cain.
You and your...
I have combat training.
You and your Dr. Sexy.
It's Dr. Sexy.
I don't understand that reference. So...
Yeah, South Park's not as rewatchable as I thought it was. Some episodes, I'm dying laughing. I just watched the Cartman Joins Nambla episode.
What?
And that episode just kills me. Yeah,
I only saw, like, when it came out, what was it,
97.
Yeah, I only saw the first 2 seasons.
Oh, really?
Yep. I only saw the first 2 seasons before I was lost access to TV, basically.
Oh. Anything since?
I have not watched... I have watched episodes. Okay. Like, I saw Make Love, Not Warcraft.
Yeah, that was...
I saw, of course, the
Fun with Weapons?
No.
You would like that one. That's a parody on anime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw the recent... 3-parter, the Xbox One versus PS4.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I saw that because I'm working for Kotaku, so.
Have you seen Imagination Land?
No.
That I think is the best. It's a 3-parter. I think that's the best thing South Park has ever done. It's so funny. It's so creative. Like, some of the stuff, I'm like, I wish South Park hadn't made an episode of this because this would make a really amazing book or movie on its own.
Well, that's the Imagination thing about South Park. Land.
So not only do you have to watch Arrested Development, but you have to watch this 3-parter Imagination Land.
Well, the good thing about South Park is it's all available on southparkstudios.com.
Yep.
And we're shilling for South Park now.
Yeah.
we're shilling for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
But because they make all the episodes available, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, it's got commercials, yeah, but
yeah,
the way they do it, I like it. I don't mind the commercials because.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, South Park.
I've been thinking, like, for a while. Interestingly enough, SouthParkStudios.com, the episodes were very hard to watch in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, like, it was really hard to access them. It's better now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I watched the 3-part the Game of Thrones.
Are they
console wars thing?
They're not. Censored, are they?
Don't believe so. No, they're not.
It's almost funnier when it's censored.
I can see that.
It's the not hearing fuck that makes it funnier.
I think so too. Like,
you're an uncle fucker.
But,
whoa.
What?
Sorry, watching South Park has made me do the voices all the time. Like, I'll be talking to somebody at work, and I'll be like, yeah, that's super cute. And they're like, what? And I'm like, sweet.
Respect my authority.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So, anyways, yeah. So, okay. So, for next episode, I need to watch Arrested Development, which, I don't know. I think I might be able to get through all 3 seasons if I I may need to try a little, but.
I would say, at least the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a go. Give it a good, what's that called? I can't think of that expression. Something. College try! The old college try.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that term.
My people skills are rusty. We did air quotes around some of those words that no one really understands. But yeah, so that. And there's one more piece of important business that we need to discuss.
We've been doing these long enough, 7 episodes, only 5 of which are actually accessible, but...
And perhaps we have some viewers. Listeners.
Yes.
What do you mean we're not, like, recording this video?
I'm sure we have listeners. We have tons of listeners. And they all want to, you know, they want their voices heard. They want to ask us stuff about Japan, although we seem to talk about Supernatural a little bit more. We now have a Twitter and a email account where people can send questions and people can follow us. So the addresses are?
So to email us, you can send us a nice little email to waywardpodcast@gmail.com.
Waywardpodcast, one word.
All one word. For Twitter, @waywardpodcast. All one word.
Yep.
Like the Lord intended.
Yes.
I
suppose we might make a Facebook page. I don't know. It might be a little too much work.
Yeah. Too much work.
Too much work.
We'll just start out
with
Twitter.
We'll get the interns to do it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the interns. Ask us anything. It could be about Japan. It could be about whatever.
TV.
Could
be about Supernatural. It could be about...
Please ask us about Supernatural, because you know I can talk until the cows come home about Supernatural.
And they do.
If anyone puts The Walking Dead spoilers in my inbox, I shouldn't even say this, but...
Yeah, you're just asking
them to... Can you
edit
this out? Yeah. I'm going to have Toshi check the Gmail account.
Watch out for the Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Now that you've given people fuel, someone's going to say, yeah.
And I regret everything.
Yeah. And so when Carl... Just, yeah.
I know that Carl kills someone and becomes really cold. That's, like, the only big spoiler I know. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
So when Carl kills Rick...
I will stab you with my little Dean toy that I have right here. Dean fell over. Oh. Dean fell.
Oh. Dean fell from grace. Yes. We both went completely different areas. I said fell from grace, you say fell for Cass. Could be the same thing.
No, wait. Cass fell from grace on top of Dean, who had a boner.
Okay. Okay, now we're getting...
So email us questions. Email us disgusting...
Are you sure you're not drunk already?
No, I'm not drunk.
Okay.
I'm just punch drunk.
Getting ready for it.
With happiness and rage at the same time. I'm giddy with rage.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I suppose that's about it for us this time. We've gone about a little over an hour, 20 minutes.
Yay.
Well, so we're trying to keep this within an hour, within reason.
Within reason.
Within an hour.
Yeah.
So last week you got to choose music, so this week I guess it's my turn. I'm actually gonna cheat and reuse a song.
No!
But I really like it. It's one of the songs that people can't hear because it's one of the songs that was in the original
first few episodes.
Well, I probably should have didn't need to mention it, yes. But anyways, the song is Aoi Haru by Back Number. It's Aoi Haru means blue spring, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an indies rock band, very garage band sort of sound. But I just really like it. It sounds like the kind of song you'd hear like at the end of a movie, like, you know, or like the end of a TV show, like when they're getting into the epilogue and they're like, you know, and they're finally finishing up and then the music slowly builds up and comes in and then it hits the full song.
It's not the Reigns of Castamere, is it?
No. it's one of the songs I really like to listen to. And I don't know if it's good music or not because I can't tell if I have good taste or not, really.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You know you have horrible taste.
Yeah, I do. I really do. No, God. I'll freely admit, I have terrible taste. I can't discern between good music and bad music. So if it's good music, please tell me it is so I can listen to more like it.
Hey, I was the one the other day, I was watching the Star Wars Holiday Special.
What?
For the 15th time, I think. Yes, I've seen it.
I've never seen
Maybe 15 times.
That's not going to be a challenge. No, that's not going to be a challenge.
And when Jefferson Starship comes on, I was like, "Are you okay?"
I'm sorry. I just a Supernatural reference. Like Jefferson Starship.
I was like, I don't know what Dean's talking about. I kind of like this song.
Jefferson anyway, Starship! All right.
These things need a name. Let's call them Jefferson Starships.
What was his reason to get... Oh, well.
Because they sucked.
Okay. They sucked and something else. He had another reason. But...
I don't know. It was season six. Things were crazy.
Okay. Anyways, so that's enough for this episode. And I guess that's it. Email us with stuff.
waywardpodcast@gmail.com or Twitter at waywardpodcast. Woo. All one word.
Yes. And you can catch us on oneofus.net, facebook.com/oneofusnet. And send those guys money.
Yes.
Send them gifts and money and shower them with gifts and
send
stuff.
Us money. Oh, just because.
You know, shit, we've gone on too long. Well, we need to talk about the Transformers, but we can talk about that
okay.
at a later date. Oh. So that's enough for this episode. I'm Toshi.
I'm Sarah.
And we'll see you next time. Yeah.